Oh, people apart, I pray, pay attention, listen to what I'm about to relate. Concerning a couple I overheard talking as I was returning late home from away. As I rode along, sure, I saw an old woman who sat in the gap. She was milking her cow. She was jigging that tune called Make Haste to the Wedding, or some other ditty I can't tell you now. The next came along, it was a bow tinker who happened the chance to be passing that way. The day being fine, they sat down together, but news of that man the old woman would say. There's no news at all, ma'am, replied the bell tinker, for the people all wish that he never had been. He's a damnable rogue of a Daniel O'Connell, and he's now making babies in Dublin by steam. The children are ruined, replied the old woman, or has the queer fella gone crazy at last? Or is it the sign of a war or rebellion, or what is the reason he wants them so fast? It's not that at all, ma'am, replied the bell tinker, the children of Ireland, they're getting too small. It's O'Connell's petition to the new Lord Lieutenant that he won't let us make them the old way at all. Why, this pipe in me mouth, replied the old woman, and that's a strong oath on me soul for to say. But I am an old woman, and if I was near him, I'd bet you me life that he'd rule the day. For the people of Ireland, they're very well known. They gave him their earnings when needing them bad. And now that he is recompensing them for it by taking the only diversion they have. I like to your coach, ma'am, replied the bell tinker. Long may you live now with youth on your side. If all the young girls in Ireland were like you, O'Connell could throw his steam engine aside. If I had the young men of Ireland around me, and girls making babies as fast as they can, and whenever Her Majesty wanted an army, he'd be able to send her as many as damn.